The race for mayor of Santa Fe has another contestant. Former Democratic State Chairman Javier Gonzalez says he plans to run for the post in March. Gonzalez earlier served on the county commission. His entry into the race brings to 7 the number of candidates seeking the office. Christus St. Vincent Hospital says it plans to provide some $600,000 in funds to help local community health programs. In all, there are nearly 30 agencies that will benefit from the grants. Included among those, among others, are those serving pregnant women, young children, and teens at risk of suicide. A new report indicates the severity of drought in New Mexico is abating. 78% less land is under exceptional drought conditions than 3 months ago, and extreme drought has declined 40%. Despite this improvement, more than 90% of the state remains afflicted by severe drought or worse. Summer monsoons may have brought some relief from the drought, but a UNM allergist says the rains are also responsible for what seems to be an increase in allergies. Dr. Mark Schuyler tells KOB Television that symptoms of sneezing, coughing, and watery eyes probably won't go away until the first frost. As debate over same-sex marriage continues, the IRS has come out with new rules saying that same-sex couples will be able to file tax returns as couples rather than individuals, but they must have been married in states where their marriages were legal. They can live anywhere. Plans are being laid for next Thursday's annual Zozobra celebration, and Railrunner officials say train schedules will allow people visiting from the south to get home after the event. Last train leaves at 11 o'clock. Chances for precipitation today and over the next few days looking good. 30% today, 40% tonight, 50% Sunday. Bill Dupuy, KSFR 101.1 News.